Reddit is down. What the hell? I like that intro.
I liked it as well. Reddit was basically unusable for a few days, and we know why. Reddit initially said they're unprofitable and is looking ways to get some money, and they decided to start charging for API access. Before we explain the full story and what happened next, let's see what API access means. The API, or application programming interface, is how two or more applications communicate with each other. I can, for example, use their API to call their content and show them or anything within my app. Reddit has previously allowed developers free access to their APIs so they can build third-party apps allowing people to access Reddit from other apps. And now Reddit is cutting off free API access for commercial developers starting June 19th, which is in 2 days, and only making it available if they pay a certain fee.
And that, of course, started an outrage. Users are, of course, against this. Consequently, a number of subs have decided to either temporarily go dark as symbolic protest or go private until the policy is reversed so that Reddit can no longer benefit from their content being visible to non-members. And protesting the changes, around 1 to 2,000 subreddits announced the protest for 48 hours, and later they were joined by around 10,000 subreddits in total. Something like that.
Yeah, in the proximity vicinity of that number, yeah. And not only that, the outrage became even bigger when the Reddit CEO announced in an internal memo, which was then leaked, of course, this will pass since the subreddits and their blackouts will only last 48 hours. And when the Reddit community got their hands on this leaked memo, they decided to prolong the blackout. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And these changes in subtotal seem to affect one of the most popular Reddit apps called Apollo, which is not owned by Reddit. And their developer says it would cost them around $20 million yearly to keep the app alive. In retrospect, Apollo has 1.3 to 1.5 million monthly active users, only of which 50,000 of them are paying. And as it stands, if Apollo would want to be profitable, they would have to charge each paying customer $600 per year, which would result in $30 million yearly revenue. So if we take out the 30% of Apple's fees from the App Store, which is 9 million, it would leave Apollo with 1 million yearly profits, costs, whatever they have remaining of the money.
Okay, and I believe that your estimations are quite conservative. Actually, I think that they would need more, because you were now only mentioning Apple Store. What about other expenses? That would cost a lot. And of course, development costs something as well. So I think that they would have to charge more. But let's turn to the quote of the Reddit's co-founder and CEO, Steve Huffman. He says that companies that crawl Reddit for data and don't return any of that value to users will have to pay up. It's a good time for us to tighten things up. We think this is fair. And you and I have a difference of opinions here. What do you think about this statement?
I'm pretty biased against this statement. So what they're saying is, we will decide which Reddit apps don't return any value and that users will have to pay up. So let's say we create an app and it's super useful to them. And once we become too big, the same thing happens like it did to Apollo. Start paying up or you'll be forced to shut down. I believe that API access should be either free or much cheaper than currently presented. That's my hot take.
Okay. I agree to a degree. Okay, first of all, a disclaimer. I believe that internet access should be a basic right, similar to water and electricity. I mean, this is in times in which we live right now, it's a necessity, nothing else. But I believe that not everything on the internet should be free. And it's not. If you take a look at the big companies such as Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, if you're not paying for their service, you're paying by watching ads, by sharing some information about you. You are paying for the content. Same goes for the news articles. If you go to Wall Street Journal, New York Times, whatever, they are behind the paywall. And why should developers have free access to the APIs if they are making money out of this? So if I build an app and use somebody else's source of information, somebody else's content to basically monetize this, why should I be allowed or granted free access to this? Because if I'm building something, I have a billing policy. I have a source of revenue. I'm responsible for how this revenue works. But at the end, I'm still using somebody else's content, somebody else's services. So I think that there's no black and white situation here. There will be something in between. And I read an article that Apollo app is serving, how much was it? 1.5 million or something like that, free users each month. And those users are costing something. They still make calls. They still browse a lot of content. So if they would maybe rethink their billing policy and limit this to a couple of calls, I don't know, an hour of browsing per day, they could substantially lower their costs. But I don't have an insight into this, so I might be wrong. But still, the original statement stays. So internet access should be available to everybody, but content on the internet being free, not so much.
And this is maybe a great segue to ask our listeners what they think. Do you think content should be free? Do you think internet should be free? And especially, do you think API calls should be free as well?
Dude, we should start a Twitch streaming service and just have this discussion for 10 hours straight. I think that we would get so many different inputs. Who would join? Write down in the comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining in. Like, subscribe, and we'll catch you in the next one.
See ya.